Hi, welcome to another edition of Remember This. This is, that is my wife who is trying to do ASMR. She's a little bit too close to the mic and now I can't get her off of it. But anyways, welcome to another week. We apologize for not doing a, actually we don't apologize. Life happens.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, you know what? Leave us alone. No. Yeah, sorry about that. We just had things going on. Margin, am I right?
We didn't have enough margin.
We didn't have enough margin. Yeah, I can't remember. Why? I don't even know.
We forgot.
We
had a lot going on and yeah, we forgot.
Actually, we didn't forget. It was already too... Well, yeah, we did forget. Anyways.
I think the music is still playing.
No. Is it really?
Uh-huh.
I don't hear it.
I do.
Oh, there we go. Nice. I always forget. Okay. Thank you, Faithy. Anyways, welcome. So anyways, again, pardon the missed episode, but we're back. And yeah, before we go into tonight's topic.
Just a little side note.
Thank you. Yes, let's do the side note right now.
Mm-hmm, before we go into our day, rate and review our podcast if you like it. Let us know. You can rate it with stars, leave us a comment. And then also, you can leave if you click in the...
You can leave.
If you click the notes, the podcast notes, you should be able to click a link where you can leave a voice message for us if you want to comment.
Is this through Spotify or Anchor?
I think you can do it through podcast.
Okay. Apple Podcast, Spotify, Anchor.
So there should be a
wherever
link.
You listen to your favorite podcast.
Yeah.
Cool.
And if you're lucky, we might
play it.
Let you. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Faith. Yeah, thank you for that plug-in. And
you're welcome.
Actually, tonight's episode is sponsored by no one because we don't have sponsors yet. But if you're listening and you want to sponsor us, my wife is a... Perfect that ASMR apparently. Oh my goodness. We have to do a video. We've been telling our people that we are going to do a video, so we gotta do a video soon. So anyways, Faithy, how are you doing?
I am doing great. We just are living our lives, doing our thing.
You should see me. I'm just nodding my head because after it's 9:30 and my wife just turns into this delirious woman who just cannot stop.
Yeah. Well, the kids have had little colds all week. So at the beginning of this week, sleep was horrible. And, you know, I just go a little cuckoo when I don't sleep. I really like sleep.
Just a little bit.
But last night, Sophie slept. She only woke up one time to eat, and it was super short.
And Sophie's our youngest.
Yes, Sophie is almost 6 months old. And she slept so peacefully.
Oh, yeah.
And the other two older ones slept great. They didn't wake up and cry. Yeah. Lately, our oldest has been having like bad dreams and he hasn't been having any bad dream or he didn't have it the last few nights. Anyway, sleep is always good. So last night was nice. And I've been studying for, I'm going to be speaking at our church at the end of this month.
It's coming up.
So... I have already been studying. It's in 2.5 weeks, but I just need all the study time I can get. Yeah. So that's what I've been working on.
Cool.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And again, just as a reminder, if you want to catch that sermon, that's going to be on November 30th. And you can catch us on...
If you want to catch these hands.
Catch these hands via NLCSB.org. Just check it out. Faithy's going to be preaching in the morning service at 10:30. Let's see, how's my week going? My week's been okay. I think having the little kiddos sick and then my wife sick is just kind of like, you got to deal with her. And No. It's been good. It's just, seeing my kids sick and my wife sick is never fun. Let's see, at work, it's been good. We've been all over the place this week. Just a lot of stuff happening. We had two deaths in our congregation, so that's kind of been a bummer. Super in the beginning sad. Of the week, we've been kind of like dealing with that and talking to the family members. So, you know, being a pastor, these are the things that they don't teach you in seminary. You just got to deal with life and issues that come up and a lot of other random stuff. Lots of good stuff, though. This has been a good week. Today was pretty chill. I got to work from home And in order to give my wife some time to study, and yeah, lots of cool things happening at church too. We had just a lot of cool stuff. It's been a good week. Yeah. Tonight we wanted to just kind of bring up a topic or a conversation that we've actually had many times personally, Faith and I, and even with our leaders at church and different youth leaders. It's this idea of when you are in conversation with someone, you're bound to have awkward moments where you don't know how to respond to a certain like comment or a certain action. For example, as a pastor, or both of us being pastors at our church, you know, we get to deal with a lot of people. We talk to people, and not only that, but like, I think it's heightened because we talk to a lot of people, and our job is basically dealing with people or talking with people, walking with people. And there's going to be many times where a certain action or response or non-response can cause yourself or myself or my wife to react in a certain way. Yeah. Back in the day, I heard someone talk about, you know, the difference between reaction and responding. Response is like a meditative or like a premeditated thought or like a plan to respond in a certain event. Mm-hmm. And reaction is just like a sudden, like whatever's coming out of your gut, kind of like your flesh. Mm-hmm. And so it's practicing this idea, Faithy, of turning to wonder. Yeah. Turning to wonder when you're put in a situation or you're in a conversation or something comes up where you're like, you want to get offended or you want to be, you want to react, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, as pastors, we deal with that where sometimes there's a non-response or a response and we don't know. Like, instead of taking it personal, I think that's the word that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You have to turn to wonder.
Yeah.
So, Faithy, what does that mean to you? Turn to wonder.
Well, I think it's almost never personal when someone is lashing out or saying something that is offensive. You know, it's almost never personal.
Yeah.
It's usually something in them that is causing that. And then what triggers us is something from us, you know?
Right.
And so those two
bad mix.
Reacting, you know, mixing is terrible. Yeah. So to me, the turn to wonder is taking a step back, you know, stepping outside of the situation, pulling, you know, making it not personal, and then wondering why they are like that. Like you ask the question often, I wonder why they're saying that. I wonder why they're acting like that.
Yeah. So,
and then we basically just like build a case in their defense. Mm-hmm. We're like, I wonder if it's hard at home.
You build a case in their defense, right? Yeah.
I wonder if it's hard at home for them. I wonder if they've been having a really hard week.
Yeah.
I remember this going on in their lives. I bet that's hard for them.
Yeah. Let me use some more specific, more concrete like examples. So again, the topic is, whenever when we find ourselves in a conversation with someone in a relationship, whether it's your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or a friend, or someone that you know, and they say something, whatever that comment is or action, whatever, what do we do in those moments to not react, but to respond well? And so what we're suggesting tonight is to do, is to turn to wonder. So when you're in doubt, turn to wonder. So let's talk about some concrete examples. For example, like I said, I work at a church. Let's say I invite someone over and they don't text back. So my first response could be, what, Faith?
They're such a jerk. They don't even respond. They're so rude. I wonder if I offended them.
Right. What goes on in my mind?
I bet they're mad at me.
What did I do? Did I say something wrong? You know, is it the cologne that I wear?
People like that.
but that's your natural like response, right? Your natural reaction. The proper response should be, because we're not perfect. I don't do this all the time, but it should be, oh, I wonder if they're okay. I wonder if their car didn't break down, or, you know, because there could be a whole bunch of reasons why that person didn't respond. What if their phone died? What if their phone was stolen? And, you know, you don't want to go on this rabbit trail and like,
what if imagine they're all these anxious scenarios. And they don't know how to respond.
Exactly. What if they're like, okay, the pastor of the church asked me, you know, you just never know.
What
you
if they know. Don't actually want to hang out?
What if they don't want to hang out? Right. There's a lot of reasons. There's a lot. So, but instead of taking it personal, you have to step back and look at it from a different perspective. Now, why do you think this is important, Faith? Like, why is it important for you to turn to wonder when you're in conversation with someone or there's an event that happens that could turn sour?
To prevent offense. I mean, that would automatically drive a wedge in that relationship mm-hmm. when you don't turn to wonder. When you just automatically assume all these things that are probably not true. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know every thought and emotion behind the other person and their situation, what they're going through. So I think to keep from offense happening, because offense is like, that's the enemy's greatest tool to separate people through offense.
Yeah, there's a guy named John Bevere who wrote a book, The Bait of Satan. And the whole book is about offense and how offense is the bait and the hook of the enemy.
I mean, it's like number one reason for people leaving churches.
Oh, offense. That's a huge reason. And not only people leaving churches, but even people in leadership in church leaving the church. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, or I don't know where I read that. Like there's a high percentage of pastors who will leave or quit being a pastor over three people.
Right. Yeah.
One to three people. Mm-hmm. You know, they might have a church of like 500 members, but they will always think about the one to three people that, like, for some reason their opinions or their words matter.
Yeah. This isn't like a toxic fake happiness or fake like pretending like things don't bug you.
Yeah. Cause you can't turn to wonder and be what's the word, Pollyanna?
Right.
We're like, oh, everything's fine. I wonder if they're just
They're cussing you out, and you're like,
no. Yeah. I think it's the first. Maybe it's the first step instead of like, going to like a certain narrative or story to kind of make up. But I think it's a good like initial response.
Well, it kind of protects your own heart from that, right? Mm-hmm. That would be the defense against that offense. In your own heart. So it's really for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, why is it important? Faithy brought up the topic of offense. And also, I think another reason why it's good for you to turn to wonder is that it puts you in a position, especially as a believer, to love on people and to be patient of where they're at. I think they always associate this one word, and I was looking it up right before this podcast, to St. Francis of Assisi. They always associate this one line. And so I'm not 100% sure if he's the one that said it, but they always attribute it to him. He said, be kind to everyone because you never know what someone is going through. Yeah. Be kind to everyone because you never know what someone is going through. That's happened to me so many times.
Yeah,
I remember one vivid example. And I won't say any names or anything like that, but this is a young person. For those of you that are listening and might not know, but Faith and I are not only pastors, but myself and Faith, you really have been working with youth for a long time. I've been a youth pastor for over 9-10 years. And so I've had the opportunity to walk alongside young people as they're growing in their faith. And one of the things that you have to develop as a youth pastor, sometimes you have to develop a thick skin, because sometimes teenagers will say, make comments or things, but you can't take those things personal because you never know what's going on in their lives. In fact, someone said this to me one time, Faithy, and I thought it was the craziest example, but it really gives you a cool like picture of what's going on in an adolescent's life, that a teenager is flying and building the airplane at the same time.
Yeah.
And that should give you a picture of chaos, right? It's like they're building and flying the airplane. What does that mean? They're trying to figure out who they are, where they belong, you know, all these life questions. So anyways, going back to that example of this young man, I remember I had this kid come into my youth group, and I could totally tell Faithy that this young man was just going through a lot. You can tell, you can see by his demeanor. Yeah. He was kind of like down all the time, and he was rude. He was kind of rude. He would interrupt the talk sometimes, and he would come in at whatever time he wanted. He would get up at whatever time he wanted, and he would say all sorts of things. And you could tell also that he was struggling with something, like, you know, his hygiene was poor. He was just not doing well, and you can tell.
Yeah.
And so I always try to approach him in the most positive manner. He would say things. He would not call me by my name. You know, he would, like, you know, make up names sometimes, or like forget and think my name was like Frankie or something like that. But it wasn't until one time, and I've told you this, and you know who I'm talking about, but it wasn't until one time I took this young man home that I realized, like, where this kid was from. I dropped him off at his home, and his home was very, very humble. It seemed like he was just from a very low income neighborhood. And I began to ask him questions about his family, his mom, his dad, his siblings. He started opening up a little bit more and a little bit more each time I would give him a ride. And I found out so many crazy stuff. At one point, their electricity was cut off. They didn't have electricity. Yeah. Their water was shut off, and their neighbor would give them the water hose from their house, and they would run it through their window to take showers in their own restroom. Things like that, where you go like, whoa, you would never know. Mm-hmm. And so imagine if I didn't know those things, or I didn't take time to kind of like wonder what's going on, or ask the question like, I wonder what this person's going through. When that person would have been rude in my youth group, mm-hmm. and me lash out on him, it would have been very damaging, not only to right. him, but to even me. When eventually I would find out where he's coming from, I would feel like a jerk.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've all been in that kind of situation. But I remember that one so vividly, Faithy, because that one kind of set the pace in the way that I even do ministry, to treat people kind, to love on them, to be patient, and to turn to wonder when certain things or certain words were spoken, because you yeah. never know what someone's going through.
Yeah. I think it's important to stay neutral so that you can hear the other person's side. Because yeah. when we don't yeah. turn to wonder,
yeah.
then we kind of, you know, we build up all these things, these stories in our head about why we don't like this person.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I've had that.
And then you cannot hear.
Yeah.
With a clear head, like, you cannot hear Isn't what they're saying. Yeah. So if we like break down those preconceived yeah. ideas and thoughts mm-hmm. about the person, mm-hmm. turn to wonder, be like, I actually don't really yeah. truly know.
Yeah.
Then you can clearly hear the yeah. other person's side.
That's so good, Faithy, because turning to wonder opens up the door for you to actually listen and to get to know someone a little yeah. bit better. I just had a conversation with someone 2 days ago over the phone. I was on my way to lunch here, and I got a phone call at church. So I picked up, and it was someone that is familiar with the church, and they were all over the place. They were just talking about all sorts of things. They didn't have a point of which why they called. But I'm patient. I'm like, okay, I'm going to listen to this person. I'm going to let them talk. And they're going on and on and on and on about something. I honestly didn't even know what the point of the conversation was.
Yeah.
They weren't looking for information. They were calling to tell me something, but I couldn't figure out what that was. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, 10 minutes into this conversation, I'm sitting down next to my desk and I'm going, where's this going? what is it that you need, mister? Yeah. You're like, what is it that, like, usually when people call the church, they're looking for information, or they're yeah. asking for something or whatever. No, like, this person had no point to the conversation. It was so bad that it was so funny, because our senior pastor passed by and he looked at me. He saw that I was on the phone. Well, he went to go do whatever, and then he came back and he looked at me and he goes, you know, he kind of signaled his hand like, you're still on the phone? I'm like, yeah, I'm still on the phone. But you know what? My heart turned from, like, and I'm being honest here, a little annoyed, because I'm like, what are you trying to ask, or where are you getting at? To, like, I'm going to give this person some attention, some of my time. I'm going to be generous. I just preached on generosity yeah. a couple weeks ago. Like, I'm going to be generous, and I'm going to sit down and be patient yeah. and listen to this person. And Faithy, what you just said, is what happened to me. I wasn't listening. I wasn't listening in the first 10.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's talking and I'm hearing, but I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I allowed myself to like, okay, relax, Fernando. What are you going to do right now? Just listen to this person. When I did that, something changed inside of me.
Yeah.
Because then I started listening to their story and what they were. And then I realized that's what they need. They just needed someone to talk to. And I bounced some ideas and some questions that he was asking. I honestly still can't tell you exactly what the point of the call was. But when I hung up on this person, before I let... before we ended the call, before we were done with our conversation, I asked this person if I could pray for them. And they said, yes, please. Because this person couldn't even tell me exactly what they needed. I just took time. And I later meditated on this as partly... why we're talking about this is the whole week I've been thinking about, like, you never know what someone's going through. Yeah. You never know. Like that person, like, I don't know. And that's why I don't want to say as much on this podcast because I don't want to expose anyone, but I don't know what this person's background is. I don't know where this person is from. I don't know what they've been through. Maybe they haven't had a conversation with someone in a long time and they just needed someone to listen. There was no point, but yeah. I just had to like turn to wonder and go, you know, I wonder what's going on. I wonder if they're just lonely. And at this point, I can give some of my time to do this.
Yeah.
But I think it's so important.
The easy thing to do is to give in and get offended and talk crap. That's so easy to do.
Right.
It's so tempting to do.
Yeah.
But the better thing to do is take a step back and turn to wonder. So what's your remember this for today? Yeah.
So for tonight, you know, tonight's kind of a shorter podcast, but before I say the remember this, I hope that people that are listening, you know, if you're a young person, if you're a young adult or middle age, whatever, I think this week I would challenge us really to turn to wonder whenever there's an event or a conversation that could pull a reaction from us. Somebody said the wrong thing. Somebody didn't show up. Somebody says something online. There's so many examples of where we can react. But instead of reacting and to properly respond at that moment, turn to wonder. I wonder what's going on. I wonder why they said that. I wonder what's happening at home. I wonder what's going on at their job that they are like this. They're a little bit feisty. They're a little bit sassy. They're a little bit grumpy. It's like, hey, the Bible says soft words turn away wrath.
Yeah.
Be patient. Turn to wonder. I just heard this the other day and I thought it was the funniest thing. When in doubt, zoom out. That's another one. When in doubt, you got to step back and kind of look at it from a different perspective. So tonight's remember this would be this. When in doubt, turn to wonder. Turn to wonder. Ask the question. Allow yourself to open up to that person. And let, especially if you're a believer and you're listening to this podcast, let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you to bring hope, love, mercy, you know, a conversation. That's a blessing. For someone to listen and to be listened, man, it's just, or heard, it's just such a big deal. So that's the remember this tonight.
Yep.
When in doubt, turn to wonder. All right, that is it. Faithy, thank you for doing this with me. We do it every Thursday night.
Thanks for doing it with me too.
Yeah, so we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Here is anyways.
We'll see you next week.
All right, good night, guys. Okay, it's late.